Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why were you late coming to us? I was trying to sort out an echo on a pervert.
I think they'd understand.
I think they possibly would. Will, I'm going to send you a Zoom link after this, so don't worry, I have not forgotten you. We're going to have Will Varley on, musician and artist. So go on, tell us who we've got, please. You may have just done that, but I was distracted.
Nick Gilbert, Thomas Dunkley, they are the voices you'll hear if you download the fantastic Fume Chat podcast, which is about fragrances, right? How can they explain fragrances?
How can you explain fragrances?
Through the medium of your ears.
No, let me ask you, please. It's important that I ask you. How can they explain fragrances through the medium of your ears? I don't know if you're about to say that, but that's an important thing.
I think it's some kind of witchcraft. And to be honest, it's working. I bought 2 bottles of perfume and I've only listened to 3 episodes.
Shut the front door. These guys sound like con men. Oh, my God, they're there. Hello, Nick. I'm so sorry. I hope you didn't hear that.
He was there the whole time.
Jesus, I definitely heard it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, all right. Well, first question, Nick. We've got you here. We hear that you're doing a podcast about perfumes and smells. Are you a con man?
No.
Fair play. It's a direct answer. I respect him for that.
He's a fragrance expert and consultant and also a Marion Cotillard dead ringer, it turns out. Tell him that story, because you've been working on Chanel No. 5, right?
Apparently, so yeah, I've got a side gig as Marion Cotillard. That's basically the story. No, so once upon a time, my mum had chemo years ago, and then at a birthday party a couple of years ago, brought out all the wigs, and I put one on, and then someone said, "Oh, there's an area of Marion Cotillard about you," and it's stuck with me ever since, and I'm completely deluded about it.
Hang on, we've got problems with Thomas.
Thomas is on the slope.
Thomas?
Am I on the wonk?
Yes.
It's not the first time I have been in my life.
You said these guys are professional. I've never seen
them. Well, they're more professional than us.
Only just. Jeez. Hey, Thomas, nice to meet you. I'm Ian. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Ian. How are you?
Oh, I'm loving that cat picture just directly above your head.
I'm loving the George Michael. It's all working for me.
You don't like eyes, it would seem, from those two images. You're very anti-eye.
I am. They look too deeply into my soul. I'm not a fan.
He's all about noses.
Exactly.
Catherine, for God's sake, guys.
I'm obsessed.
Catherine is obsessed. I'm going to be honest, I haven't heard the podcast yet. I've got a backlog, but it's in the list. She won't shut up about you. What? Why?
Because, right, in these joyless times, there are certain simple pleasures in life, and a good smell, my God, it brightens the world around you, doesn't it? It doesn't matter if you've stayed in your pyjamas all day. If you smell gorgeous, you are gorgeous. And your Fume Chat is just... you know, when you just want to take a break from all the crapness that's going on, it's so nice to just imagine. I mean, for half of the smells you're talking about, I've never smelt, but, you paint such pictures.
How long have you guys been doing this for? It is in my list to listen to, and I will get round to it. She genuinely is obsessed.
I am.
But it's an unusual thing to try and, you know, describe using words. So how long and why?
Well,
how
long's it been?
I think it's 4 years.
Okay.
I think, 4 years we've been doing it. So we've always been in the world of perfume, either writing about it or working in the industry. So we kind of thought, well, why not just do what we do normally, which is talk about perfume and just record it so people can hear it.
Yeah, but try and make it silly.
Yes. It's so good. Your friendship is part of it. You know, the fact that you get on, I mean, or pretend to get on like we do. And then obviously
it's
fighting.
It's a professional getting along.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's also the way you kind of group things together.
If you
together.
Like their podcast so much, why do you stink of shit?
That's a bit rude. I don't. Do you know what I smell of today, Nick? Because of you. Habanita.
Habanita? Oh, gorgeous.
They have a little smell. Oh, that's mild. I'm getting from that. I'm getting.
I've had a wash.
I'm getting autumn moons.
What?
I'm getting crash nuts. I'm getting.
You want to sit a bit more carefully then?
I'm trying to do it. I can't. I'm not very good at descriptions.
Nick, you explain it. What does Habanita smell like for the audience?
So. Well, Habanita is basically, it's an accord of vetiver and vanilla. So vetiver is like a root. It's got this kind of earthy, slightly peanut, smoky thing going on. And then vanilla is obviously slightly sweet, but spicy, warm, rich and dark all at the same time. And so it combines those two things as the sort of central, what we call an accord. So that's kind of like the theme of the whole fragrance. And then there's obviously like decoration around that. So you've got a lot of floralcy. So it's like jasmine, ylang, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly kind of woody, smoky, sultry, sexy fragrance.
It's actually called ylang ylang. You say ylang twice, but I mean, it's ylang ylang. But that's fine.
Are you
Catherine,
telling him his work?
I'm just saying, you know, it's...
Now, Nick's the one that suggested this to me. Is it true? It's like from 1921 and they used to fragrance their cigarettes with it.
Yeah, they used to scent cigarettes with it. So they would be like... just completely soaked in Habanita.
I used to dip my rollies in poppers, but I don't know if it's the same.
Very similar.
We've all been there.
My sister's in the chat and she's put Habanita on the Christmas list after hearing you
so
talk
good.
About it. And that is the thing, isn't it? Because we all kind of get into our ruts with our smells. I mean, I've been on Prada for a few years. Because you find something and you kind of cling to it and it's really expensive to take a punt on something else.
Especially now when you can't go in a place and smell it.
No. And the sticks, you know, the little thing and all that. I don't know. I get overwhelmed. I'm joking, but it is good to get recommendations because you want to buy a bottle of something, 40, 50, 60, 70 quid. That's a big punt to take to find out it doesn't work for you.
But the great thing about Fume Chat as well, Thomas, I mean, you kind of opened my eyes to this. I've been kind of delving in different ones, so not necessarily in order, but the Chanel No. 5 Deep Dive, for example.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it depends whether you get, if you get Eau de Parfum as opposed to Eau de Toile, it smells different. And they've changed it over the years as well.
So I thought it was just different strengths.
Exactly.
Oh.
Mm. Not true.
No. It's so with,
sorry, Thomas. Go on, Thomas.
Let me talk, Nick. Number 5, it's 5 different fragrances, essentially. So they're all launched at different times. So you have the original, which was in the 20s, and then the Eau de Parfum, which came in the 80s. So they're actually created for the styles of that time. So they're completely different compositions. It's not just there's a bit more concentration or a bit less in each. They're completely different.
So everyone assumes they've smelt it, but everyone's probably smelt a different thing. Like you were talking about it amongst yourselves and you kind of think of the Eau de Parfum and he thinks of the Eau de Toilette and they're different things.
Yeah.
I'm not asking the question, what do they think about Lynx Africa?
What do you think about Lynx Africa?
Come on,
Jason. Because that's going to happen this Christmas, isn't it? Again, repeatedly.
What do you think about Lynx Africa? I mean, it smells good. It's just really strong. And the people that wear it wear too much of it. That's the only issue.
There we go.
Hope you're happy, Jason, all right? You've had your silly question answered. we're going to put, don't we,
hit,
links and stuff.
Hit basket.
People are asking the podcast. We are going to put links in the chat for the podcast and we're going to get all the websites and all the bits. So stay tuned and we will put all of those places into it. Mm-hmm. What is it? I thought the thing with smells, scents, perfumes and aftershaves is that some smell different on different people depending on your, I don't know, pheromones? Are pheromones actually a thing?
Well, ask them, I don't know.
Well, I'm nervous too in case they say no and my whole world comes crumbling around my ears.
You've been relying on them.
how does that work, that they smell different on different people?
So there seems to be like a whole bunch of different reasons that happens. So it's about skin tone, it's about diet, it could be about hair colour, so also hormonal changes, all kinds of things. For example, there was a woman that I used to work with years ago when I was selling perfume at Boots back in the day. And she was a vegetarian, but she never ate anything like with protein at all. It was all just like bread and that was about it. And then She basically smelled salty.
Oh,
salty lady.
So we had to kind of like find things that work with that because things would just go sour on her skin. So we had to try loads of stuff out to make it work with her skin because otherwise it would just go like off and sour and all kinds of things. So, I mean, it's a bit weird to kind of ask someone in a shop to smell you and say, do I smell salty or am I a bit...
What would you recommend, doctor?
Or whatever it is. But you kind of have to try things out on you.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else, like leave this shop because it's impossible to smell things in the shop. And then like live with it for a while and see how people react and how you feel about it.
So that blotter thing is useless?
Well, that gives you a great idea of whether you want to put it on.
Right. Right. Your fragrance mistakes, Thomas, anything that you really fancied and then when you tried it on, it was an absolute nightmare. You were too salty for it.
He does look very salty, doesn't he?
I think he looks fresh.
thank you. I think more for me, not that anything I've tried on and I've not liked, more that I've probably made other people suffer quite badly from wearing too much of things.
Yeah.
I do quite like sugary things. So I am known to wear things like Angel, which is massively strong and sugary and a bit partial to a bit of Britney Spears Fantasy, which I'm sure is horrendous for everybody around me, but it smells like cupcakes and you can't argue with that. It's pretty damn good.
I was going to ask, mate, are the celebrity ones any good? Because Britney had one, Beyonce had one.
I heard people say nice things about Cher's and I like Cher, so.
Cher, I can imagine, would be good. They're, some of them are good, are they, Nick?
Yeah, it seems to be that if they get really involved in the process, they tend to be good. So like Sarah Jessica Parker had good taste in fragrance, so her fragrances were good. J-Lo, similar. Britney has some good ones and then some not so great ones. Ariana Grande's are good. But then I really remember a lot of people liking Jake Goody's, of all things, years ago.
I remember like that being, yeah.
Oh, what was that called? Yeah. It was called Shush, wasn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Shush.
Hello.
Shush.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What are you wearing? Shh. No, I really want to know. Shh.
Called Bugger Off Back to Your Own Country.
Oh God, yeah, poor Jade. But there was another one like that, wasn't it? Who's got one called Just Me? Oh, Paris,
no,
isn't
that's,
it?
Paris Hilton.
So what do you smell of? Oh, it's Just Me.
Oh God, well again,
I think
salty.
That's the funniest thing.
How do I make myself smell nicer more?
Well, here's another thing that I learned from you two is that forget male and female fragrances. If you like it, you like
it. That's great. Can I carry on asking my question?
Ask your question.
Thank you very much indeed. You see, I don't know if this is what the relationship is like between you two, but maybe we can like Wife swap. I don't know if maybe there's a better combination somewhere. If it's me and Nick and you and Thomas, or, I don't know. Maybe
I'm
there's
willing
a,
to give it a go.
Maybe
yeah.
there's a combination, but because I put it on right and I put it on the pulse points.
Yeah.
But then I don't, then I don't, after like an
you
hour.
You stop smelling it.
Please, let me ask them. I stop smelling it.
There we go.
And what am I doing? So then I put more and more on.
There we go.
And I don't really smell it. Am I doing something wrong, Thomas?
Well, you're kind of just getting used to the scent. So the way that your nose works is that it's there to receive the information that you're smelling and it tells your brain. And after you've kind of, your brain is aware those smells are there, it kind of deletes the information. So it's like, I don't need to know it anymore. So if you want to make it last longer, you can use like matching shower gels or a good body lotion that kind of helps kind of layer the scent in a way.
Okay.
Or just spray more. Just buy more
but
and spray more.
How do you know if you smell too much? Because there was a colleague I worked with, David Lee Travis, and you could smell him coming up the stairs.
Which actually was a good thing for the women that worked there. So
you could smell him coming up the stairs. You knew when he'd come in the building. I'm not even joking. It was a cloud.
That was very, that's a very 70s, 80s male thing. A lot of dads and uncles, you could smell them, you know, when they were 10 feet away. It was a waft would kind of catch you.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. You don't want to be that guy.
Give us a couple of like top tips, because it's Christmas. A couple of top tips for the ladies and a couple of top tips for the guys of things that maybe we've overlooked. I don't know. Maybe Old Spice is back. I don't know.
Maybe shh.
Or, you know, something that's overlooked or something that we won't have heard of that perhaps we should go and check out.
That's such a broad question. Have you got any ideas on this? Right.
I would say that...
Nick knows the answer.
You want something that takes him from day to night, boys?
Oh, okay. Well, you can probably find something. I would say, like, fragrance is quite a difficult thing to buy for somebody if you're not buying them a fragrance that you know they love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think what lots of brands are doing now, given that, you know, shops are shut and people can't try things, is they're doing discovery sets where you can buy somebody a discovery set of a range, and you can then redeem that, usually the cost of that, against a full bottle. So you could buy somebody, you know, a selection of 7 samples, and they can choose the one they want, which I think is a really nice way of finding the right thing, but also giving someone a way of exploring. Because I think with fragrance, like you say, we all get stuck in the rut. We stick with the brands and the fragrances we know. And it's good to kind of open people's eyes and say, well, there's, you know, 7 fragrances here that you can try that might be new to you or different or not what you'd usually
smell is incredible as well. Sorry, Nick, did you have some suggestions before I butt in? Did you have any recommendations?
No, that was a really good answer.
I know what Nick would recommend. Speaking for Nick now, instead of you.
Go on.
A beautifully smelly candle.
Oh, I love my smelly candles.
Because I know someone near us who's just about to launch his own range of bougies.
Shut the front door, are you?
Yeah, we're about to launch a candle range. It launches on Friday.
Flipping it. Where do we get it?
Well, it's going to be called Bougies, and you can buy it direct at bougiebougies.com.
Hang on a minute. You're saying bougie as if everyone can just spell bougie.
I know.
How are you spelling bougie?
Bougie, B-O-U-J-E-E, and then bougies is B-O-U-G-I-E-S.
You're spelling it two different ways.
Yeah, because it means posh candles.
Right, I'm going to find it.
The website's not up yet.
All right, well, hold that thought. He loves a smelly candle.
Oh, I love a smelly candle. Love it. And I got him in all the rooms.
For good reason.
I had a bath today, Nick, and I lit a smelly candle. It's lovely. Then I phoned you up from the bath, and you said, "Are you in the bath?" Hang up.
No. Draw the line.
And my sister is saying, "I love smelly candles too," almost as if she's dropping hints. So, have you made these candles yourself? Have you kind of designed these candles yourselves, like a task in The Apprentice or something?
A bit that. Like a task of The Apprentice.
How do you go? How do you go about doing it? Do you have an idea in your head and go, right, bit of this, this, and this? Oh, let's add. How do you do it?
So I have a consultancy that I co-own with Pia, who's probably watching. So hi, Pia.
Hi, Pia.
She is a perfumer, so she is the one who kind of knows how to put the things together. And what happens is we kind of have like chats and ideas about, oh, well, we'd like to try something like this, or a green thing that's really unusual and hasn't been done before, or a really sexy sultry leather that's got like a sort of smell of old books about it as well, that kind of thing. So a lot of the times it comes out of us being dorks and liking puns, and other people not really doing that. So, for example, our leather is called queer culture, and queer is also French for leather. So it's kind of like a nice play once you kind of like get the reference and stuff. So we're just nerds, I think. And then Pia will know exactly kind of how to balance it, put it together, and then we trial it in wax and burn it, and then I drive her mad, making her change things over and over and over again.
Is it safe to, is it, this is a slightly advanced question, you might be. Is it safe to drop the wax on a nipple?
Oh my God.
Not with these, no.
No, no, not with these, okay.
That's part of the testing process.
Too hot.
You've got to check these things out.
You need a one with a lower melting point.
Oh, yeah. But
if there is a market for nipple-safe candles, we will make them.
There is. There is, definitely, Thomas. Thank you. And boy, oh boy.
Booby bougies.
Didn't Nick know the answer to that question in great detail?
It's his business to know.
It's his business to know. So the podcast is... how many episodes of these have you done?
We've done quite a few, actually. We're on season 3.
Yep.
Season 1, we did a good few years ago. That had about 30 episodes in it. The audio was dodgy, but the content was brilliant. So that's kind of the lost season that we're working out where to put that. But I think you could probably find about, 25, 30 episodes on your podcast provider currently.
Okay.
Oh, we're love it. I listen on the way back.
Put links. And go on.
I was going to say to you, can we talk about what's coming? I know that this week you're going to be talking a lot about candles, coincidentally. And then next week you've got a special guest. Are we allowed to talk about that, or should we keep that secret?
Yeah. We can talk about it. We were very lucky to be able to interview Richard E. Grant. He has his own fragrances. He describes himself as a perfumed ponce, and we're very much on board with all of that.
Wow.
Yeah, so he was really good to interview. I tried not to ask too many questions about Spice World, the movie, because we really wanted to know some answers.
There
were
so
that,
many questions. Yeah.
I love that film.
So many questions.
I watched that with my, he would have been 6 2 years ago. We watched it, and I love that film.
The girls watched it too, yeah.
Richard E. Grant is fantastic.
I bet he smells gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Did you get a waft of him? I suppose it was done remotely, was it?
It was done remotely, no, but I had his fragrances there, and I assume he was wearing one of those, so I just kind of pretended so I could smell.
Who's the, is there a celebrity you've met that smells the nicest? I'll tell you why, because one that always springs to mind with me, about 10 years ago, I got to interview Ozzy Osbourne. My God, I've never smelt such a beautiful smelling human being. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Love, it was amazing. Who have you met any celebs, the nicest smelling celeb?
Khalees.
Oh,
yeah.
Does she smell nice?
She's wearing a rosy perfume. So we are completely obsessed with rose perfumes. The pair of us are really easy to win over if it's a rose. But she smelled great. She smelled really lovely.
Oh. Tell you who else smelled nice, used to remark upon when we worked at the other place.
Yeah.
George Galloway.
George Galloway.
Used to wear a lot of Penhaligon's.
Does smell nice. Yeah,
but I'm always intimidated to go in there. It looks wonderful. It looks like sort of something out of Harry Potter. But yeah. I wouldn't know where to start in there.
Well, because you like Habanita and you like...
I like Habanita, yeah, and I like Chanel Coromandel.
Okay.
And I like vetiver, though, so it depends on the day. It depends how I'm feeling that day.
Well, if you were to go into Penhaligon's, I would say smell Lothair, Zizonia, if they still make it. And what else? Esprit de Roi.
Right.
I think you might like that as well.
One day when we're allowed out again, I'm going to go and just like sniff everything.
Do you remember when we used to have to go shopping and stuff?
Yeah.
Joe says Penhaligon's Love Potion number 9 is lush.
Oh, is it?
That shop intimidates me a little bit.
Yeah, because you kind of have to know what you're looking
for.
Yeah,
it's interesting, Nick. You say you used to work in the boots. Were you a spritzer as people walked past? You did that. How? Because I always make a point of saying hello to those people because they must have thousands every day just walk past and as though they're invisible. Mm. Was that not soul-destroying at times with moments of beauty when you find the right thing for the right person?
No, I just kind of had fun. I was really fortunate because I guess a lot of the people that I work with were good fun.
Yeah.
Because it was basically a bunch of teenagers on the perfume counter on the weekend really having a good time.
Messing about.
But we didn't really worry if the customers weren't interested because we were having a good time.
And Thomas, you've been blogging. You're a 5-time Jasmine Award winner. You've been blogging about perfumes for time. I mean, How did that begin? Because again, it's a really difficult thing to express,
yeah,
isn't
it? It's
smell
a skill. It's
words.
A real skill. I was teasing this up, but it's an incredible skill to be able to convey that,
yeah,
using language.
Well, firstly, thank you for mentioning my awards. That's really important to me. secondly, I guess I kind of fell into it because I've been into perfume for a long time. I remember buying Alexander McQueen's first fragrance, which was called Kingdom, in Debenhams like years ago. And I bought it because it smelt disgusting. It smelt like sweat
right.
and roses. And I was like, why would anyone want to wear this? It's meant to make you smell nice. So I kind of then ended up on a rabbit hole on the internet reading up about things. And my frustration with reading blogs at the time was that I felt like I needed like 2 years of knowledge before I could even understand them. Mm. So Nick and I actually, we started a Twitter account where it was called Fragrant Reviews. And yeah. we just reviewed fragrances in 140 characters, which kind of trained us to be really accessible and talk in a way that people understood. So I started the blog because it was kind of out of frustration. I wanted to be able to talk about fragrance in a way that anybody could understand, whether they're a perfume nerd or someone who's just bought a bottle of, I don't know, Lynx Africa, not that I've ever reviewed that, but you know, in Debenhams or wherever, and they can just read a review of it and understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it works. It works, and I love listening to it because, again, it's kind of just a bit of luxury just to even listen to it and imagine what it would be like, and you sort of paint pictures as to who, the sort of person who would wear it. They're always very attractive and based on yourselves, I've noticed. But
yeah, that's true.
What was your first fragrance that you wore, Nick, that you remember, and did it? What was it?
EKB.
Oh.
I bought it because I remember watching The Big Breakfast and Paulie Yates was on the bed talking about it with somebody, and they flashed up like pictures of the things that were in it, and I was like, oh, this is cool. There must be something to this perfume stuff. And I remember like begging to get it that Christmas. So I did. And then I bought it myself with my money from the glass collecting job in the pub.
Thomas and Nick, it's so lovely to meet you. I am going to listen to the podcast. Catherine absolutely loves it. Give us the name of the podcast again, because there are people are asking, and we're going to put all the links out and stuff, and the best Twitter to follow.
Yeah, Fume Chat.
There you go.
Easy peasy.
And is it Fume Chat on Twitter?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And
is
there a website? Obviously, you've got the Candle website. Is there a website we should go to, or is Twitter and just go and find in the podcast and iTunes and Spotify and all that the best?
Yeah, you can do all of that, and then we've got fumechat.com.
Beautiful.
Which is where
all right, we're going to put those in the chat.
And so, then we look out for bougies from Friday,
Bougies. Yeah. It's so nice to meet you, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time.
It's been fun. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
See you later on. Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. What nice guys.
Oh, I love that so much. It's just escapism.
Have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.